Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Entrepreneurs. My name is Fumi Akinshola. Good morning, everyone. I know it's crazy, especially in Lagos today, getting to commuting, getting to work, driving, traffic, huge foil queues across the country, and of course, no electricity. It's been a lot. But despite everything, we still are here, and you're listening to Happenings Radio. And I have my guest here with me. I must apologize to you, Fumi. For being here late. So I have with me the founder of Avlove Foods Limited. Fumi Oshifowora. So Fumi, we don't have so much time. We're going to just get straight into it. How did you get into this business?
I started the business actually in 2013.
Okay.
3 months exactly after I lost my husband. Oh, I needed something to take my time. And that's something that I'll concentrate on. Though I have my steady job, but business has been in me. Before I got married, I've been doing something related to food, catering business.
Oh, okay.
So from that catering business, I got the idea of packaging just beans, picked beans. Beans has been picked because I realized people don't want to go through the stress of picking the beans. So that was what brought the idea.
Okay.
So I actually went for the training. After the incident occurred, I needed something to take my attention, something I'll focus on. And I have 2 young kids, so I just wanted to do extra. I wanted to do more to what I'm doing. So I left my house, so I went for the training. So I started, I got registered. So exactly March 7th, 2013 was when I kicked off legally.
Okay. So where did you go for this training to?
I went to learn from somebody that sells in the market, but he's packaging and he exports. Somebody actually introduced me to him. So he has a mini factory where he does his packaging. So there are people that sent to him from office, from some institutions, like OND students come to him for training. And some other industries to send people there. So somebody actually recommended him to me. So I went there. So I had like a 1 month, 2 month thing.
Okay.
And that was how I started. So while there, he told me what I needed to do, the bodies I needed to register with, the type of registration I needed to do. He opened up on the things I needed to do.
Okay.
So I started, and that was how I started. I started for my friends. And for
why particularly this business? Why process them? Why packaging food?
Number one, I've always told myself I wanted to have a brand of my own.
Okay.
You know, I prior to that time, I've been to Faith Foundation. Okay. There's a program, Faith Foundation. They call it Aspiring Entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship. That's AEP, because I think I was in AEP 40 something. And okay, AEP 42. So there, the business plan I wrote was on packaging beans.
Okay.
And you know, people in the class then were laughing. If you go to ShopRite, you see something like that. But I knew it has to do with food. Everybody eats. People eat on a daily basis. And so no matter how big the market is, you always find your own share there. And Nigeria is a big place for you to sell your product. So I wanted a brand of my own. I don't want to, because I've been doing network marketing, I've done different businesses. Oh. I realized I want something I can have control over, something I can trust, something I can improve on, something I can call my own.
Okay.
And that was what I decided. And I knew, because I've been into catering before, and people used normally send me, please help me to get a lube, help me to get beans, help me to get gari. You know, I realized even ogbono, though people don't send me such products, but I realized even me, if I go to the market, I want to buy something that I know I'll just take home and cook, not that I want to start processing or so. Something that will ease the stress of the people.
Okay.
And it caught a lot of people, not just some set of people. So that was why I decided to take on food.
Okay. I wanted to know, you talked about going into training. Where did you find, you just lost your husband, and what kind of job were you doing when you lost your husband?
I was teaching.
You're teaching.
Yeah.
I know you're still a teacher now.
Yeah.
So where did you get the funding to go for training?
You know, then when you just lost your husband, a lot of people will give you gifts and they'll give you money, because I realized the first 3 months, foodstuff are still coming in, money, some people still start dashing money. And being a young widow, I realized I've always been an independent person. I don't want to. I want to still be able to provide my for my kids what they normally would have when their dad was there.
Okay.
And I told myself, I can't beg. If you know you can't beg, you need to do more. That's my own policy. I can't beg people for anything. So because I needed more, my taste is high. So I knew I needed to add more to what I'm doing.
Hmm.
And that was what prompted my going into... So the money people were giving... And before the incident actually happened, the idea had been in me. You know, I've gone to make the findings and the guy told me, okay, this is the amount I'll collect. So when the incident occurred, I just told me this thing has happened. I think it's the best time to start. I want something that will take my mind, that will stop me from thinking, stop me from crying, something that will devote my attention to. And that was why I took up the idea.
And how many months did this training last for?
I did it for like 3 months. Do it, not every day. I do training for people now. Some we do one day, some we do 2 days, some we do 1 week. It depends on you. Because during that training, we did the training and it took me on. We do market tour too. You know, you go to the market, you see different types of products that you can package.
Okay. So walk me through your business. What do you do exactly? You take regular ogbono in the market.
I go to market, yes. I buy ogbono, I buy crayfish, I buy egusi,
okay,
chili pepper, then I process them. I take them to my factory, I pick them.
Okay.
I pick them. If I need to clean them, I clean them. I pick them. Then if I need to dry, I dry. Then I mill. After okay. milling, then I now dry normally. Some you just allow it to cool down. Then I package in smaller packs, 100 grams, 200 grams, 1 kg, 500 grams, depending on the quantity as desired. Then I seal. I style all these things for my sitting room. I seal. I put my label. Then off I go.
Okay. Do you export out of the country?
Yes, I have export license. I've not been able to do major export like that.
Okay.
But I still export by the side.
To
I have FDA license for US.
Okay.
So I export there.
Okay, fantastic. Even though some people are complaining about how easy is it to get, you know, you're talking about now that you have the FDA license, export license, NAFDAC registration.
Okay. NAFDAC registration is the key thing. Because even presently for some time now I've put my packaging on hold.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because I'm undergoing my NAFDAC processing. For you to export, actually, what I was told then when I started my training was that you don't need NAFDAC approval. But now, with the way things are going, you can't do anything without the NAFDAC approval. I supply supermarket as well. Presently, I have supermarket that I supply in Lagos. I have people I supply outside Lagos. I package for them. They'll put their label and they'll resell. I still do that. But I realized... I'm still doing this because I'm still doing it, but I'm not projecting myself to the large market yet because of the NAFDAC number.
Okay, so now I'm asking how difficult or how easy is it to get a NAFDAC number
now? It's something else because you need to set up your factory.
Oh, before they have to come and inspect your factory.
Yes.
Okay,
but now they have made things easier, to be sincere, because even if your kitchen, you can get NAFDAC approval from your kitchen.
Okay.
That's what they call this kitchen. They'll come and see the setting of the kitchen, if the kitchen is neat. But, you know, aside the NAFDAC, you need to do some things because if you don't, before you can even go into NAFDAC, definitely you must have put some things in place.
Like what?
They want to see your milling machine that you're using to mill the product.
Okay.
They want to see the environment. They want to see the setup of your factory if you're not using your kitchen. Because the factory must be at least 3 or 4 rooms compartments divided. Mm-hmm. You have your storage room, you have your clock room, you have your packaging room, you have your storage room. So you have your processing room. They want to see all those things put in place. You don't have to, it's not a must that you have a big building. It could be one or two rooms that is divided into compartments.
Okay.
So it's not as if they expect you to be like Dangote that has everything. But at least they want to see that you are organized.
Okay.
And they want to know where you get your product from. They want to see the analysis of the product. You know, now they are talking about beans. They don't allow beans outside Nigeria. You know, they want to see...
Months does this process take to do that?
It depends on... Within 3 months, you should get if you have all your things in place, yes.
Okay, so...
But the financial aspect is another thing. Because for me,
yeah,
I started a different product. Like what I tell people that are doing training with me now, I tell them, see, don't do Ojukoko like me. I started with like 5-6 products. So getting my knife that I'm like, which one should I drop? Which one should I drop? Because for one product, you are spending at least 52,000.
To get NAFDA,
not even just to get NAFDA Kapuro, just that's the amount that goes to NAFDA. You are not considering your analysis yet, because they'll get your analysis report and you need to do some other documentations too. If you don't have your trademark, you can't go to NAFDA. So all those on you need, and you know your company must be registered before you even think of going to NAFDA. So all those things, it's a gradual process. And I want to tell people, you don't look at the challenges ahead. Start. I started, even when I've not registered my company, I started selling to friends. If you are my friend, if I show you, if I tell you, buy. As long as the product is neatly packed, you don't have stones there, you have taken the stress off. Then from there, you can even get your money that you registered the company. You can get your money, and from there, you can start with family and friends. You need to have millions before you start.
Fantastic. Now that you've gone into financials, what are my next question? How much you can now? You say you do it from your kitchen or from your house.
I now eventually got a place.
Yes, a factory. Yeah. How much was your initial capital to start?
I didn't spend up to 20,000 to start. Oh, wow. Not considering then, you know, I said when I started, the company was not yet registered. Within that 3 months when I was doing the training, I was test running too. I asked questions from my friends, most especially people in my church. Okay, if you see somebody that package your bun or that is grinded, I said, will you buy? Yes, I'll buy now. It's easier, it's better. Instead of buying the ogbono, and the ogbono thing is a product that is not everybody that knows a very good ogbono.
Okay.
So you should be able to predict, do your test run and know which product you should, because there are different breeds of ogbono. We have crayfish too, so you should be able to know the ones that are good. And when they are trusted, they know, okay, this thing. And when I used the ogbono, it was really, the taste was something else. The you know, the way it looks like. And so I started like that. I bought the nylon. Yes, I started with Dirica. I moved to paint. You know, I was doing test running then. Started with Dirica. Then I went to paint. Then I started with maybe buying a quarter of a bag. I look for people, we share bag together.
So why do you source your
product?
Your products on. Do you go?
I buy from Oyinbo Market because it's closer to me.
Okay.
You could decide to buy from Mile 12. You could probably have people that are in the East down center, but that's buying large scale. For me, because I started buying in small quantities, I went to Oyinbo Market.
Okay.
So I bought as little as I can afford.
So even up until now, you get from Oyinbo Market?
I get from it, but now I have somebody that sends to me outside Lagos.
Okay.
So I have somebody outside Lagos that will send it to me, help me to buy it, send it to me. So it's cheaper for me that way. Because I can't, because the cost of traveling down there to buy something else. So but there are people that bring it directly, but for somebody that wants to start, it's better you look at a local market that is closer to you and they sell in large quantity at a little cost.
Okay, great. Let's talk about export, for example. Export. How? What's the demand
modalities.
Like? You know, the modalities number one of exporting, and then what's the demand like? Because, for example, Sharewater. I did a report on Sharewater about 2 years ago. They prefer to take exporters. Ghana has a lot of export on Sharewater. They prefer to take Ghana's Sharewater, and then they don't
because,
take ours
because of their processing and the way it is packaged. Because even the US FDA license that I do, my FDA license has expired. It expires every 3 years. 2 years into renew. Before we knew now, I'm working on my branding. The first thing, like for US now, they will tell you, if you want to meet up their standard, you need to work on your packaging. You need to work on your packaging. And for all these products, they have the machines. Like the Ghana you're talking about, I'm sure, because I knew I used to belong to a program in Bank of Industry / Agua on Arena. That they have a program they do then monthly basis. They invite different people to come teach us about packaging. If you are export, to know if you are export ready, you bring your product, they see your product, they want to look at the package. Which you have programs like this. The government, though they are trying, they are coming up with a lot of things now. But we should have, you know, our problem is like it's taking me time to do my NAFDA because I don't have the necessary machineries. And for you to get those machines, you need money. NAFDA will tell you they won't give you approval if your product is, if your milling machine is not stainless. And stainless milling machine are expensive. The normal milling machine we see on the road, they don't approve you to use that. Though with time, you can start using that, but if you need to get your NAFDAC approval, they would want you to get a hammer mill. And hammer mill is more expensive. Most of these things is because we don't have the machines. We don't have the machines yet. And for some of us that are just coming up, we don't have the money. Bank of Industry will give you money, fine, but there are processes.
Okay, have you been able to source funding from Bank of Industry or yes, from any other?
Yes, I've gone to Bank of Industry. I actually brought, to be sincere.
And they gave you some funds.
They brought the letter to me to come and take the money. I didn't collect the money then because I was scared of loan. I just started my business. I was 2 years. That should be 2014 that they brought the letter to me. I applied and they answered me. They were, because they saw the idea, they saw what I'm doing, and they're like, you need this money. But then I had not organized myself properly. I don't have enough clients that I supply. So, okay. But now that I know I have people that I can supply on a daily basis, I know where to sell the product, so I can confidently go back and collect the loan now. But then it's not wise. That I've just started business. I'm just trying to get my grants. Then I'll not go and take loan. Because if you take loan, before you even take the loan, you should have strategized on how to sell the product for that money to come in for you to pay. Not that you now take loan. You're not going to source for another loan to pay that loan. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, that's a very wise decision because many people will just jump at that offer. But we run out of time. I just want to take a last word from you and ask, if somebody wants to go into this business, what should you consider?
I would advise go and learn from somebody that is doing similar businesses. The person must have gotten his or her hands burnt, and the person would not want you to repeat that mistake. So it's better you learn whichever business. It doesn't have to be even whichever business you want to do, even if it is farming. Go and learn farming from somebody that is doing farming, that has been there. The person does not want to be sincere. Somebody that wants to be sincere will tell you what you need to know. Because the person, he or she has been there before. So that was one thing I did that helped me. Even now that at times I have challenges and the money is not coming in, but I'm confident that I know what I'm doing. So I know when I have, even when I have 500,000, I know what to do with it. Because I've learned both to do, so is the best is to learn, go and learn it from somebody that has been there, and I have a mentor someone that will mentor you that I always fall back to.
Okay, thank you so much for me for joining us on the show today, and that's a wrap on our show today. Join me on Friday on Raising Kids. Thank you and goodbye.
Bye.
Entertainment, baby.
If I give you loud, you go elevate. Oh yeah, meditate. Oh yeah, see me, yo. Tell me that she see me on the TV, yo. And then she say she wanna give me, yo. If I give you one more, you go skip it, yo. Yeah, you don't know. See my sister, I'm here, so I'm on. And I'm staring from a mile away. Let me talk about my love far away. Hey, who's your daddy? Came to the bank, but you left in the car. You left in the spirit. I'ma say I'm a god. Your money too much. I did. I'm not afraid of the dark. passport, but you say you dey fly. Maka why? I dey see him for your eye. I'm a guy, all the girls see the lie. I'm not afraid of the dark.